Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, that's only going to get more annoying, really, isn't it? Not that song. I mean, the one that doesn't speak. He's doing that thing where he doesn't know the words to the song, so he just sings anyway and then just goes, Americano, at the end. Just the end word of the sentence.
Everyone does it to that one, though.
Americano. And the Americano has to be slightly out of time with how it is on the track as well. A trait also displayed by my dad.
Does he like that one?
I don't think he's heard that one yet. But a lot of songs, my dad will just sing the end line of the sentence, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. That's going to have to stop. It's 4:10.
What? Or what? You're going to sack him off?
Or...
You can't get rid of someone just because they sing a bit at the end of the song.
Or...
I said, are you going to sack him off, as in, are you going to get rid of him? Nothing else.
I hadn't planned on anything. Let me think about it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's easy to forget when you have a nice weekend like I just did, but we do have to still get an Edinburgh show together, each of us.
Oh, don't... I do you know what? I keep having... You know when you've got something really bad that you don't want to... that you're really nervous or scared about, mm-hmm. and you keep sort of secretly hoping that someone will forget about it or that it'll just go away?
And then an idiot like me comes along and reminds you again on Monday on your show.
It's not going to just go away, is it?
No.
No.
How many weeks have we got now to do these one-man shows? 4. Oh, God.
Brilliant.
4 weeks! We're still taking lots of ideas from you. Keep sending them in. We can have a stage, I'm going to be on it, and it's just going to be me and no one else, and people will be watching, and you'll be able to see it on a video online as well. Really need to start thinking about this quite seriously now. Some people, with their Edinburgh shows, are planning it year, 6 months in advance. Yeah. Get your ideas in now. We're all in this together. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
We're not, are we? Because we're on it on our own.
Yeah, but in the ideas process, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
And then whatever ideas you come up with, or we come up with, or whatever, a mixture of both, yeah, then we are on our own on the stage, sadly. So me and Becky and the one that doesn't speak are all doing a one-man show. It's got to be 20 to 30 minutes in duration. Oh, God.
I like it that you're making it shorter each time.
I know, it'll be 10 by the end of the week. It's going to be 10 minutes in duration. Hopefully no one will notice.
Grimmy's going to do one as well, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Grimshaw's on board. So it's me, one doesn't speak, Becky and Nick Grimshaw. This is the idea that Grimmy had for his Edinburgh one-man show.
I was thinking about doing this, and this is a brave idea, but I think this could be entertaining. You get the audience to all write down a body part, half the audience to write down a body part, the other half of the audience to write down a tattoo idea. I put them in 2 tombolas, pick one out of each, and then get a random tattoo on a random part of my body. What do you reckon? I think that's good. Never know what's going to happen, the anticipation of where it is, what it is. I wouldn't know. I'd be blindfolded. As long as it wasn't on the face, I'd do it.
Now, as we said last week, when we first played that, this idea is filled with danger.
It's flawed.
It's really flawed because obviously people will suggest one body part in particular. However, I think I have the answer. I have seen a tattoo that Grimmy could get. Uh-huh. I was walking past a tattoo parlour in lovely Brighton on Saturday afternoon. You may have seen this if you're following me on Twitter. And it was a picture in the tattoo parlour window. Have you got it up there?
Yeah, I'll put it on the blog if anyone wants to see it at your page on Radio 1 online.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Go have a look at this. I've never seen a tattoo parlour that will do a tattoo like that before. I mean, there were other pictures in the window.
It doesn't look it from this photo that you've taken. It looks like this is the one and only tat that you can get from this particular place.
That would be weird. No, there was like the standard, you know, butterflies, Chinese dragons, etc.
You can't see any of them in this picture, though.
I know, because I zoomed in on this one because I was so excited by it. That is somebody who has a tattoo of Harry Hill on their
left
on one of
boob.
Their breasts. Yeah. And that is something that they will do for you at this tattoo parlour in Brighton, if you asked.
It looks good.
It does look good. I just wonder what thought process that person has. Do you know what? I love You've Been Framed, and I also love TV Burp. I'm going to get a tattoo of Harry Hill on the boob.
But the way way it's positioned is that, say you were wearing like a V-neck low-cut top, not dissimilar to what I'm wearing today, you'd end up with just like this little bit of bald head poking out.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to see like the whole thing. You'd just get a bit of bald head.
Also, why the left one? Because you'd be thinking to yourself, well, I like my left breast, but then also I like my right breast, wouldn't you?
Well, it doesn't show the right one, so you don't know who's on there.
There's only one way to find out.
That might be one of the dragons off Dragon's Den. We don't know, do we? Peter Jones.
That's incredible. That is up there with the person that once had a tattoo of TV's Lucy Benjamin from EastEnders. Do you remember that?
No.
Yes. Somebody, who does she play in EastEnders? Was it...
Phil's wife.
Yeah. Someone had an actual tattoo of Lucy Benjamin. We've talked about this years ago.
Whereabouts, can I ask?
Then I met her brother, who was X Factor once in the audience.
I shouldn't have asked.
Just on the back.
Oh, right.
Then I met her brother at the X Factor, because he was in the audience, and this bloke comes up to me and goes, "Hey, Mills." I'm like, "Yeah. Yeah, you've met my sister, haven't you?" I'm like, "Have I?" "Yeah, she's the one with the Lucy Benjamin tattoo." I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." "Yeah, you're taking the mick out of her there quite a lot, weren't you?" "Yeah, I really was. I'm so sorry about that." "Oh, we've got to go back to our seats. Bye." Oops. So, yeah, you can have Harry Hill on your breast if you want. Go and look at the picture online now. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Just an idea that I'm going to throw out there for Grimmy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, you might be able to help us out. We're not quite sure now about this tattoo. I said that it was a tattoo of Harry Hill on someone's left breast. This was a picture I saw in the window of what you can have done if you want at a tattoo parlour in Brighton on Saturday. There's a lot of debate going on the text at the moment on 81199. It might not be a breast. I think that might actually be a bottom.
I think it's a right bum cheek now.
Do you?
Yeah.
What leads you to that?
Because it's got something above it, which is a bit odd, which is like would be around the neck otherwise, and no one really has like tattoos right around their neck, would they?
No. Yeah, Katie in Bristol, it looks like a bottom tattoo to me. Unless the woman's got hairy cleavage.
I think
in that case, all power to her.
I think that's just a shadow. It might be a man.
Oh, God, that's made me feel a bit sick. Ooh. Yeah, Lana in Scotland, George working in Peterborough. Go have a look. It's on my pages at Radio 1 Online. Passes the time, doesn't it? Bum or boob? bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Still doing babes a lot, are you? Or have you given it up a bit now?
Oh, I use it sometimes, but...
It's better in text, really,
it's
babes.
It's better when Professor Green does it.
Yes, babes. Now, still getting a lot of people who are very unlucky. This is all inspired by my friend Unlucky Gary last week, who is just... There's always one person in your circle of friends who has the worst luck, and that is Gary. We were telling you about his stories last week. Some people are just horribly unlucky. So it started off with Gary, and then we spoke to Unlucky Kate, who's one of our listeners, who is just really, really unlucky. And I think that maybe Kate and Gary are kind of level with that at the moment. Got some more. This is from Rudy, who says, "I bought a car a fortnight ago, and last week the wing fell off while I was driving. This is the fourth car I bought in 3 months. They all fall to pieces." Yeah, that's still not as unlucky as Gary. You just have some bad luck with cars. Think about poor Gary. Chris has been on. "Well, recently me and my friends went to the beach, and in my constant stream of being the unlucky one in my group of friends, a water bottle exploded in my bag and a seagull stole my crisps." That's impressive work
from
a seagull.
That is unlucky.
Really,
but seagulls take all sorts of things, don't they? That's not unusual for seagulls to nick stuff off you.
Do they just take individual crisps from the bag?
They take whole bits of like fish and chips, or they stole a whole ice cream cone out of my boyfriend's hand once.
Really?
Just as you're walking along.
So, okay, imagine the scene. Okay, there's a seagull.
Yeah.
It's about to pounce on the crisps. Is it the whole bag of ready sorted he's taking, or is he just picking one out?
No, he's going in, picking the one that doesn't have those dodgy green bits on the edge. And
right,
then...
so they're quite selective.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever seen on YouTube, if you buy a computer, have you ever seen the amazing footage of the seagull that walks into the newsagents, goes in, gets a bag of, like, cheesy tortilla chips, and then walks out again? Apparently he just did it every day. There's like loads of CCTV footage of
really?
The seagull walking in, stealing the Doritos and then walking out again. He's genius.
Is there any evidence where like a seagull has been about to pounce and then gone in and gone, "Oh, actually, I don't like cheese and onion," and flown off?
Not on film, but I'm sure someone's had an experience of it somewhere.
Okay, I'm just asking because you seem to know a lot. Anyway, some more unlucky people. Warren, hello.
Hello.
All right, babes. Yeah.
I think he likes that.
I think he does. What's going on?
Not much.
Now, are you unluckier than Gary?
I don't know what happened to Gary, but I did have one occasion where I was quite unlucky.
Mm. Okay. Let me hear it.
Right, I was, me and my friends had planned to go away to Horton Towers one afternoon last year, but unfortunately I was booking work, so I was having an hour in about whether to go or not. In the end, I decided that I would go, and I phoned in sick to
so
work.
You, oh, right, so you phoned in sick so you could go to Horton Towers with your mates?
Yeah.
Okay.
However, when I actually got there, well, I didn't actually realise on the day. We went there, we had a great day, come back into work on the Monday morning. Thought nothing of it. My area manager called me into the office where he decided to question me about why I was off on the previous Friday. Now, me not knowing that he realised that it had been continued with the lie, only for him to pull out a picture of me on the Nemesis.
How did he have a picture of you?
He had a picture of me.
Did you have your hands in the air going, woo?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Looking like you're having a lot of fun.
I ended up phoning sick, but I chose the only day where my area manager was actually going to be there on the same day.
He was there as well, and he saw you?
Yeah.
And then bought the picture of you on the ride?
Yeah.
That is brilliant. Oh, what, when you can buy the pictures? Oh, yeah. I'll have that one, please. That seems to be one of my employees.
Oh, man.
That is, wow, top work by him. Unlucky for you, though.
Very unlucky, yes.
Did you... Are you still working in that job?
I'm not, no. He was kind of awkward after that.
Right, yeah. Spotted on the Nemesis when you're supposed to be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. All right. High five?
High five, yeah. I'll high five, yeah.
On the phone. Just do it on your keypad. Number five it is.
There you go.
Love you. Okay, bye.
You high five me back then.
I did.
Okay, thank you.
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1. I'm pretty impressed with that boss, you know? Instead of just confronting him about taking the day off sick and going to Horton Towers instead, he actually bought the picture of him on the ride.
That's commitment.
That is commitment, because they're not cheap, are they, those?
No, that's at least 12 quid's worth of joke.
Yeah. So, you were ill, were you, on Friday? Yeah, I was, actually. All right, OK. Well, I've actually got you a little present here. There's a mouse mat with you on it.
That would freak you out
so bad. How about a jigsaw? Here's a jigsaw. Look, there you are on the Nemesis.
Keyring.
Mug. I've also got you a badge.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I would like to now play you the brand new song by Usher.
Is it Pervy Usher or Dancey Usher?
It's more Dancey Usher, this one.
Oh, that's good.
But Daddy still wants you to bring it to him.
Oh, I asked for that one, didn't I?
You really did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called DJ Got Us Falling in Love. Don't think that's ever happened to me. I don't think I've ever got anyone to fall in love. Quite the opposite, in fact, frankly.
Becky, I listen. Yeah. Daddy needs it. Daddy needs it right now.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
Hey, Becky, how you doing?
That was genuine fear.
Hey, Becky. You mind getting Daddy coffee? Sweetheart? Thank you, baby, thank you. Becky, I need you to walk it here.
Aha!
Yeah, man. Daddy needs it. And Becky, sweetie, I need some French fries. Can you go get it for me, baby? Becky, listen.
Daddy's home.
Yeah.
Home for me.
I forgot how cringe this was.
And Becky, sweetheart. Go get it for Daddy. Daddy needs it. Becky, Daddy needs it right now. Turn around. Go ahead. Utah. Hey, Becky. What's up? Yeah. Hey, Becky. Daddy needs it. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Just when you've forgotten about that. That was Pervy Usher. Here's Dancey Usher.
Podcast.
This is BBC Radio 1. Right, I'm getting some texts from people in Manchester and also in Burnley and Cleethorpes and Lancaster saying that Radio 1's gone off. And all they're getting is static. Hello? Can you hear me? People in Scarborough? Don't think they're there either. Have I pressed some button or something? I can't see any button. Is it this one? Are we back on now? Hello? I don't know. I'll try and fix it in a minute. Yeah, good luck with that.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hi, it's Dawson Belfast. Just to let you know you're still playing here in Northern Ireland.
We're still on in Northern Ireland?
Yeah, babes.
Okay, babes. Bit of an afterthought, that babes, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, cool. It's good to know we're still on in Belfast. High five to that.
High five.
Press it.
iPhone, I've no keypad.
No, you do, though. Just press...
Press keypad.
Press keypad. See? Easy when you know how. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Lola?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can hear you loud and clear.
Are we still on?
You are.
Where are you?
I'm in Bedfordshire.
Oh, so Bedfordshire's on still?
Yep.
Okay, high five to that.
High five.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Adrian Gobert.
Adrian.
Guernsey.
Adrian in Guernsey?
Yes.
What's occurring?
Oh, it's lovely, it's sunny, it's hot.
And you can still hear us on the radio?
We can still hear you on the radio.
Right,
still
so we're not
clear.
We're not off in Guernsey?
No.
Okay, good. I bet it's lush there today, isn't it?
It is. It's lovely.
Yeah. Good,
I'm... You've been doing a show from here.
Yeah, I know. So I'm glad we're still on. High five to that.
Okay. Oh, hang on a bit. I'm being naughty here.
Just high five me. Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Hello, Ali.
Hello?
Where are you?
I'm in Inverness.
Are we broadcasting in Inverness?
Yep, you are.
Yes! High five to that.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, this is... Some people can't hear us at the moment on the radio because of... Should I do it in the geek way? Mm. The power failure at a transmitter in the north of England.
I know someone...
You can still get us on your TV.
I know someone that I'm not going to name... But they used to actually, they were so into radio transmitters, they used to go and have picnics at them.
One of my ex-boyfriends used to go on trips to the transmitter.
That's why he's your ex-boyfriend, probably.
No, he was really nice.
This person used to plan, like, he would ask his mum and dad if, for a birthday present, they could all go to the transmitter site have pictures, like, and a picnic next to the transmitters.
It is quite exciting because they're so big when you see them close up.
All right, so you would go and have a picnic at a transmitter site.
Well, maybe we wouldn't go to... Well, I probably would take a picnic, actually, because I do tend to get hungry in those.
It's just a big mast. Radio
1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Yes, I am slack today, Steve in Manchester. Yes, I am. Yes. But now it is time, eventually, for this...
What's occurring?
I always like this part because it's time to meet someone new. And I like meeting new people. So, here is 17-year-old Donna off of Blackpool. Hiya, love.
Hey, Scott.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to meet you, Donna.
Lovely. Yeah.
Tell us about a bit about you, please.
I'm 17. I'm from Blackpool. I was on this a few weeks ago.
Oh.
But I'm Donna off of Pleading.
Donna off of what?
I'm the one that pleaded.
Right, so you've actually been on before.
Yes,
do you know what? Right, I came back from holiday on Wednesday and there was like 8 messages on my voicemail and someone saying, please can I be on Know What's Occurring? And I just thought, I'm going to be honest, I just thought that I must have rung you, left a message and called you back and you were so keen to be on.
Okay, so... Today's show's going really well, really, really well.
This is all my fault.
Half of the UK can't even hear us. We're not even on. I'm late with What's Occurring.
Do you know
and
what,
now
Donna,
there's been a massive, whacking great admin error.
Donna, I think that's not fair on me. You could have said that you've been on before in all our conversations since.
I've had no conversations with you.
I got
called earlier and they said, do you want to be in Know What's Occurring? And I thought, yeah, I do.
Oh, this is a massive mix-up, isn't it?
Donna, did you leave loads of voicemails on my phone last week?
No.
It's not even you. Oh, no. Right. I'm going to get the sack.
You can resign now if you want. It might be easier.
Do you want me to do it on air so you can... Oh. Well, Donna, it's good to have you back.
Yeah. What's been going on since we last spoke?
Loads of stuff. I finished writing my play.
Did you?
Yes. I've wrote two now, actually.
Wow, okay. And when are we going to get to see that?
I actually want to take it to the Fringe Festival next year.
Next year?
Next year.
Excellent. Yeah, we've got to do our one-man show. Still not really thought... Well, we have thought about it, but we haven't come up with any kind of concrete ideas as yet.
I love Nick Grimshaw's idea.
What, about the tattoos?
Yes, I would pay very good money to watch that.
I think a lot of people would. That might be the surprise hit of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, should we play the game then? You're familiar with the rules.
Yes.
Let's go.
Oh, what's the kitty?
Heads will roll for this outrage.
I can't wait to lose three times in a row.
Okay, today's first question. Obviously, we're just talking about going to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. We're doing a one-man show each this year, trying to work out what we're going to do. We thought maybe Stupid Street could help us. All right? So, smooth-talking Dan went out onto Stupid Street, and he asked people this question. If you had to have a one-man show, what would you do? Now, I will give you each a point if you can guess any of the things the nice people on Stupid Street suggested for their one-man show that they would do if they were, like us, appearing at the Edinburgh Festival. What do you think, Donna?
I think someone would sing, or like try and reenact a film in song, or sing. Just say sing.
Sing?
Yeah.
So they say they would sing. And What about you, Becky?
Comedy, strip show...
That's enough guesses.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh!
So we go onto Stupid Street and we say to them, if you had a one-man show to do at the Edinburgh Festival, what would you do?
If you were going to do like a one-man show, what do you reckon you would do? What would be your performance?
I might do like a massive trampolining thing, like a huge trampoline on top of a building.
Wow, yeah. Do you want to... I mean, it's quite hard, but can you give me a little performance of that now?
What, like this?
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Yeah. Okay, that was good. Yeah. All right, well done. What do you reckon you'd do?
I'd guess probably magic show.
Can you do any magic now?
No.
What do you reckon you'd do?
Gymnastics.
Okay. You're pretty good?
No.
I'd probably start breakdancing in the street.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go for it.
What, now?
Yeah.
How'd you do it? Is it that? How'd you do it? I don't even know.
If you were doing a one-man show, what do you reckon you'd do?
Oh, I don't know. Just stand in people, get in people's way as they walk by. That's it. Just to annoy them.
Okay, do you want to do a performance?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
He's just got in the way of a woman. This is quite awkward. He's causing a nuisance.
What do you reckon you'd do if you were doing like a one-woman show?
She's really good at playing rollers in her hair. You should watch her. She does it with such skill and precision. I'd cook cakes.
I guess play the ukulele.
Have you got any ideas of what you might do if you're doing a one-man show?
I don't really know. Maybe I'll just play with my fingers.
Okay. Can you have a go now at all? Okay. What do you reckon you'd do?
Burlesque. Dancing.
Okay.
Something.
Burlesque. Can I have a performance now, please?
Probably not. There's too many school children down there.
Okay, do you want to, we can go something more quiet?
No.
Not up for that.
Now, there's no singing in there, Donna.
No.
Annoyingly. But there was, well, they said burlesque, didn't they, one of them? And that's posh stripping. Really,
yes.
Isn't it? And it is, though. It is. And you did say strip show. So you get a point.
Oh! What's the kitty?
Next one. Recently, on Channel 4, there was a show about... And it was called the Education Show. Now, do you remember Lloyd, our World Cup expert, was having those special lessons at school recently, wasn't he? My question to you both, did you see this show, by the way, Donna?
I didn't, know. My TV broke.
Yeah, it was on quite a few times. It was a real eye-opener, some of it. It really was. Blimey. Anyway, question to you. On the Education Show, how many times on this show did they tell you it was all perfectly normal? Donna?
I'll say 15.
15? Becky?
I think it is, whatever you're thinking, it is normal, apart from that, so I'm going to say 17.
Ooh.
Apart from what?
That. You know, that. You know, like meatloaf. He'll do everything, but he won't do that.
Not do, okay, yeah.
What won't he do?
I don't know, anyway, let's move on.
That really irritates me.
Okay, let's find out. So here's the Education Show on Channel 4. But don't worry, it's all perfectly normal.
We'll be asking the question, am I normal?
And that's very normal.
No matter what you've got, it's all perfectly normal. What's normal?
They're just normal like everybody else.
What's normal when it comes to the female body?
It's perfectly normal.
Am I normal?
I've been really like shown to us that it's normal.
It's all perfectly normal. Five very different but very normal ladies. Am I normal? That's perfectly normal. So I'm going to give the lowdown on what's normal and what's not.
And again, they're all completely normal and they're very, very common.
And the number one thing on their minds seems to be, am I normal? It's perfectly normal.
Everyone is different, but it's just normal.
Whoever you are and whatever you've got, you're normal. We're all normal. It's all completely normal.
Oh, phew, because I was worried that I wasn't normal. 21 normals in there.
Yes!
Donna! Okay. Finally, it's time for a round of Who's That Tweeting? Celebrities, they love to be on Twitter and tweet away. I love it. I don't only follow celebrities, but they do make up a large part of who I follow. And I'm pleased to announce that for Who's That Tweeting, where celebrities' tweets get read out on Radio 1, the voice of the tweet is back. Hello.
Hello there.
So, are you both ready? Just tell me, who is tweeting this?
Just gone to put the straw in my Capri Sun, and it's gone straight through the other side. Schoolboy error, but so easily done.
Who do you think that is, Donna? Which celebrity is that?
That might be Alan Carr. I don't know. I'll say Alan Carr.
Okay. Alan Carr is Donna's guest. Becky?
Louis Spence.
Can we have the tweet again, please?
Just gone to put the straw in my Capri Sun, and it's gone straight through the other side. Schoolboy error, but so easily done.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, I do. It's so easy to do as well. I love that drink. There's a big orange on the front. Doesn't really taste of orange, but it's still great.
I think it contains real fruit juice, but other ones are available.
All right.
I'm trying to work out every single thing you said then and try and give a balanced view.
Okay, that was Comedy Dave, that one. So, no points. Okay, next one, please, voice of the tweet.
Someone has stolen the glasses off of Alan Carr in Northampton Town Centre.
Kylie Minogue.
Donna?
Is that Alan Carr? Because someone stole his glasses, he might be referring to himself in the third person.
Oh, no, that would be bad. Please
that
tell me
would
it
be
isn't.
Bad. The answer was...
Alan Carr!
Yeah! I should explain that they've put some kind of statue of Alan Carr in Northampton Town Centre. They really have.
Is it colour or just
I've never seen it. Maybe if someone wants to text in and tell us a bit more about it. But there's a proper effigy of Alan Carr, avec glasses, in Northampton, because that's where he's from. It's like a homage to him. So, there we are. Donna gets a point there. Ray, next one.
You ain't seen nothing re Jeremy Kyle yet. He's set to host his show in America soon. Well done, Jezza. You are a cult.
And again.
You ain't seen nothing, re Jeremy Kyle, yet. He is set to host the show in America soon. Well done, Jezza. You are a cult.
Who's that? Who's that tweeting? Becky.
Someone who likes Louis Spence. Sarah Cox.
Sarah Cox. Donna.
I can't think of anyone but Alan Carr right now, which is really annoying.
That's weird.
He's on my mind.
You sticking with that?
I'll go with Alan Carr.
The answer is...
Eamon Holmes.
Eamon Holmes.
That wasn't about Louis Spence at all, was it? That was about Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah.
Why do I have Louis Spence on my brain?
I don't know. Here's your next tweet.
Master Wang is the healer working with me this weekend. He has a programme called Total Vitality.
Whose healer is called Master Wang?
Is it Gok Wang?
Gok Wang?
Might be his dad.
His name's Gok Wan. There's no G on the end.
Sorry, did I just call him Gok Wang?
You did just call him Gok Wang.
I'm very sorry, Gok Wang.
Wan.
Wan.
Okay, so I think we've ruled Gok Wan out.
Philip Schofield.
Philip Schofield. Have you got another guest, Donna? Still going for Gok Wang.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So Gok Wang's got a healer called Master Wang. Okay, what's the answer, please? I'm losing the will to live.
Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson, no points. Next one, please.
Hey, guys. Sorry for no tweets recently. Listening to JLS album. Love it!
Who's that?
Aston.
I think I might have seen it. Is it Mika?
Mika?
Might be. I think I've seen him saying that he wasn't tweeting for ages.
Okay. The answer is?
Joe McKeldry.
Oh, Joe McKeldry. What's funny about Joe McKeldry?
I've just totally lost. I'm going to lose three times in a row on this show.
And here's your final tweet from the voice of the tweets.
An incredible evening with me was just auctioned for $11,751.
So who has just auctioned an incredible evening with them for over $11,000? Becky.
Cher.
And Donna?
Kylie Minogue or Diana Vickers.
Okay. 11 grand for Diana Vickers? Not being funny. The answer was...
Cher!
Oh! Yay! Well done, Becky. Sorry, Donna.
Bye, Scott.
It was lovely to have you on again, though.
Okie dokie.
If only for one day.
Yay.
Sorry we messed things up.
It's okay.
All right, good to speak to you, my darling.
All right, love you.
High five. Yeah. Yeah. Yay. All right, just the once would have been good.
But I'm excited, so.
Okay, bye. Oh. Thanks, Donna.
What's the curtain?
Oh, that was a big mistake there, wasn't it, Becky? Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Hello, if you can hear me, it's Scott Mills. It's 6:07. Some people in the north, they're like, where are you? It's a problem with the transmitter. That was Duffy, and then Scouting for Girls. A few people saying from Oh, What's Occurring earlier... Smooth Talking Dan was particularly smooth. He was today.
If you were going to do like a one-man show, what do you reckon you would do? What would be your performance?
I might do like a massive trampolining thing, like a huge trampoline on top of a building.
Wow, yeah. Do you want to... I mean, it's quite hard, but can you give me a little performance of that now?
What, like this?
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Yeah. Okay, that was good. Yeah. All right, well done.
Well done. Was he just trying to get her to jump up and down?
Yes.
I think he was.
In quite a subtle way.
Go on, STD. And then there was the burlesque lady.
Okay, do you want to, we can go something more quiet?
No.
Not for that.
Mm. Oh my God, he's just blatant. Mm-hmm. Right now you've got too
many clothes on. Here's his theme tune. Girl, the jeans that you're wearing, just take
them off. And the shirt that you came in. Thing is, the ladies do it.
I know. Well, that's because it's Smooth Talking Dan. He tells them to do it, they do it. Go on, Dan. Also, something we didn't mention before. You know this guy?
Just playing with my fingers.
Was he doing Bruce Forsyth's exercise routine from that show?
Oh, you're not still on about that, are you?
Living with Bruce. It was on last week on Channel 4.
But I always find this a,
a good one to do because it's just stops you falling to sleep, actually.
40 of those.
Have you been doing them over the weekend?
Playing with my fingers.
Listen. Quite similar.
But I always find this a good one to do because it's just stops you falling to sleep, actually.
40 of those. I actually, yeah, I did a couple of times. Saturday, I did 40 of those.
And are you firmer now?
Much firmer, thank you. I didn't do this.
Oh, the Bruce exercise noise.
Still love it. Just slap your thighs 40 times. Stops you falling asleep.
Calves.
You can do whatever. Thighs, calves. Doesn't really matter. It's all part of Bruce's exercise routine. Podcast. Now, we've done something here. This is the work of the one that didn't speak. You know how Brucey loves doing his exercises? If you missed this show, brilliant. It was called Living with Brucey last week.
I think it's still on Watch Again. You have to see it.
On 4OD? Mm. Yeah, it's Brucey mostly in his holiday home in Costa Rica.
And oh, it's somewhere well nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks really nice. And you get to see every aspect of his life. From the slightly OCD way he puts the raisins and the blueberries onto his porridge in the morning, right through to his exercise routine. Now, we need to get this out there in time for Christmas, I think. So have a listen to this little exercise thing we've put together with Brucey. And if you're in the mood, feel free to exercise along.
Never could start the day without my ablutions, my exercises, and then my porridge. Porridge. Exercises, 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 porridge. But I always find this a good one to do because it's just it stops you falling to sleep, actually. 40 of those. Breathe deeply. Porridge, porridge. Breathe deeply. Kill me.
That's going to be up there with Davina's one in popularity. Think about it. Everyone's doing exercise DVDs now. There's no reason why Brucey shouldn't.
Do you know what? I do quite like that one. It's quite quick.
It is.
That's got that going for it.
Yeah, 40 of those. Okay, I'd like to try out some innuendo bingo on Becky now.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
Just a note for the tape that I am moving the microphone away from the equipment.
Move everything away because...
And I'm putting newspaper down on the floor and I'm wearing a big hat.
You're not wearing a hat. Oh, sorry.
Well, oops. I could wear a hat if you want me to wear a hat. Look there.
Oh, yeah, you are wearing
now,
a hat now.
Factually accurate, I'm wearing... What sort of hat is this? It's not a Stetson, is it? It's a sort of... It's like a cricket umpire hat, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, though, if you're going to take a sip of water and then maybe potentially laugh at some innuendo bingo, at which point...
Into the hat.
Yeah, I was going to say, at which point is it going to reach your hat?
No, I laugh into the hat like I'm in hospital in one of those cardboard things they give you.
Okay, good. So the idea is we play Becky something that was a bit rude sounding from TV or radio over the weekend, and Becky has to... Take a sip of water and then see if she laughs.
There's a note on the hat which says, sponge clean only, do not wear in the rain. So I wonder what's going to happen when it gets wet. Oh, well, we'll carry on.
All right, are you ready for this then?
Yeah, hang on.
Is this off the golf? At the weekend?
From I like the golf.
Golf at the weekend. Take a sip of water, please. Here it is.
I don't know many people who wouldn't want to crack one off the first tier. I'm quite tempted myself, but I get the feeling if I tried it, I would end up in a little bit of bother today.
I think you might be right.
That's a good one. See if it works again. More water?
I didn't hear that when I was watching.
Second time.
I don't know many people who wouldn't want to crack one off the first tier. I'm quite tempted myself, but I get the feeling if I tried it, I would end up in a little bit of bother today.
Works every time, isn't it?
Oh, I can see where they wear, so they don't wear in the rain. It's all leaking through.
But obviously not onto any equipment or...
No, just onto the sports pages of the Sun.
Ready for another one?
Yeah, hang on.
Water? Mm-hmm. Ready?
Mm-hmm. How did you unwind last night after that great 69?
I was quite tired.
The water's not come out, though.
How did you unwind last night after that great 69?
It's dribbling out, basically. It wasn't a particular...
It's not attractive.
It's just coming out like you've just been to the dentist.
You know, you can't feel your gum.
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.